morning that rocks.
Well, good morning. 6:14. Yeah, we're in the danger zone, man. Don't you get it?
Oh, hey, is that what you said when anybody came within 6 feet of you back like a year ago?
Oh, danger zone. Hey, danger zone. Get out of here. Hell, I still do
when
that.
When I end up like Goose?
I still do that. I still do that. Just because I don't like people getting in my bubble. That's all. I was like that before the pandemic, man. Like, hey, you're a little close. I love breaching your bubble. And you do. Yeah. You get in there. You get deep inside my bubble.
Usually I take my clothes off first.
Yeah, it's amazing how many times Hunter has come into my bubble with his shirt off. I'm like, will you get out? First of all, put your shirt on. Second of all, 6 feet,
warm in this
man.
Bubble.
Get out of here. Get out of my bubble. God, trying to lick my ears is ridiculous. Get out of here, man.
I'm seeing you, man.
Yeah, Hunter actually cut a hole in his mask so he could still get his tongue through the hole.
Good Lord.
To get into people's ears.
It's like the movie Venom, that kind of tongue.
Oh, my God.
Which they're coming out with another Venom, too. I saw that trailer the other day.
What is that about? There's that weird time, I think, in everyone's life when you're still trying to figure out what was sexy and what wasn't sexy. And the tongue in the ear, like, you have that one girlfriend that was always in there, and you're like, that, you know what? I've learned real quick I don't like that. That's not my thing. Get out of here with that weird long tongue. I don't like
it. I'll be honest with you, man. And you guys growing up and learning this, maybe it's different for different people, but as I grew up, my tongue has stayed in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It went from going everywhere to nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere.
We were out shopping one day, and this was like kind of in the middle of everything, before we really knew what was going on with the pandemic. And, of course, you know when you get the little, like, fruit bags or anything you put, like, your fresh fruits or vegetables in and when you're at the grocery store? Well, you can never open those bags. Well, before the pandemic, you'd see a lot of people lick their fingers or whatever, do that. Well, Kiki did that one time we were shopping, and I just watched her, like, hand from the cart to her mouth to lick the finger and then to open the bag. And I was like, what are you doing?
That's it.
I don't even like doing that. I didn't like doing that before the pandemic, especially after touching those shopping carts and everything. But, yeah, I didn't touch her for like a month
after
that.
What was she licking her finger for? Was she turning a page or something?
To open the bag.
Oh, okay. You know what, though? Those effing things are in pot. I will sit there for half an hour, dude, try to get that thing open.
They need to have something like bank tellers have, that little pad, that little sticky pad or whatever that you can write by there.
Just reinvent it. Yeah. Make it easier.
They are impossible to open. But anyway, yeah. But keep your tongues in your mouths. All right.
You know what pisses me off about those bags real quick? I'll be working on it for like 20 minutes. Like, oh, dude, I'm going to get this. Until I realize I'm trying to open the wrong end.
The bottom end. If I was someone watching you, I would just let you do it.
Color code it. I don't know what's on the top and what's the bottom. So where it tears, is that the top?
Yeah, that's where it's at. The tear's at the bottom, and then you get the other side. I don't know. It tears every... Don't ask me. It's confusing. I end up just throwing it all in my cart after a while. I'm like, screw it. I'll put it in the Walmart bag later on. Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, you know what? Real quick, too, as we're talking about shopping, I learned this yesterday. Meijer, so self-checkout, right? If anybody's about paying cash and self-checkout, you know, you individually feed the bills into it. Pain in the ass, right?
Yeah.
You can wad all your money up together flat like that and just stick the whole wad in there, and it'll take it itself.
You know what? That brings up something. I want to talk about this later.
Life hack, dude. We
got to get to WTF for the day. That is nice, and eventually we won't have cashiers, and it'll just be all robots. It'll be hot robots that take our money and check us out, and I'm looking forward to that. But remind me about what happened the other day, what I witnessed the other day, and it made me giggle. Until then, though, we got to get to it. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
This is horrifying, scary, whatever you want to call it. So there was a man who walked out on a bridge with a glass bottom in China, and he got the scare of his life when hurricane-level wind shattered part of the walkway.
Oh, God, dude.
It left him clinging to the side of the railing. He was able to crawl to safety, making his way around the missing section. He was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. I did this. This was many years ago when I was living out in California. My folks and my brother and sister-in-law came out to visit me for my 21st birthday. And during all of our travels, them hanging out, we decided to go to the Grand Canyon. And they had just built this, like, walkway that, like, this overhang, right? And it was all glass, so you could get, you could walk above the Grand Canyon. Dude.
Oh, boy.
No, absolutely not. I'm not scared of heights. I'm scared of plummeting to my death from that high height. And so, I don't know.
It just seems sketchy.
Yeah.
You know, say you go to like the Amazon or those big long wooden bridges with the individual planks and people walking around. Like, man, especially that. It's like it's creaky. It's wooden. It's made with rope.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Give me something solid. Look, I can see the edge from here. What I was waiting for is some kid who just bought a slingshot at the gift shop to launch a rock at that, you know, ricochets off someone's head and hits my bridge, and then I'm dead, I had to feel what it was like floating on air. No, I'm not doing it.
That rope bridge, you're going to have that kid at the end of the bridge with that, that jungle knife he got from the fair just smiling at you. Dude, no!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. All right, Rambo, trying to send me to
take
my death.
Take care of your kid up there! Come on!
It's just little Timmy playing with his new knife that we're not supervising him with. But anyway, so luckily this guy's okay.
The handle.
Yeah, it's one of those. Is he lighting matches? Is he trying to set this bridge on fire? So yeah, keep your ass off those glass bridges because you could die. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. Bro.